The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated in memory of Rahamim ben Victoria, Ruach Hashem Tanihenu began Eden, Amen, dedicated by his family to school of mitzvot. Daf He. Today's daf is being studied the Ilu Nishmat of Raham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tanihenu began Eden, Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Dalid Amud Bet, and we begin on the bottom line. Just to review where we're holding in this sugya, we brought different pisukim to explain the five shitot in the subject of Bal Te'acher. Two of those shitot were Rabbi Meir and the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Those opinions did not doresh the pasuk of Hagamasot, Hagashavuot, and Hagasukot. They had different pesukim to learn the laws of Bal Te'acher. So the Gemara's question for them was, what do they do with the derasha of Hagamasot, Hagashavuot, and Hagasukot? For them it's extra. What do they need it for? Bishlam, the other rabbis, they use it to teach you the laws of Bal Te'acher. But they learned it from other pesukim. So what do they do with the pesukim of Hagamasot, Hagashavuot, Hagasukot? So the Gemara says, they learn it to make a hekesh. What hekesh? How do you know that on Shavuot, on Atzeret, there's 7 days of Teshlumin, which means if a person did not bring the Korban Hagigah on the first day of Shavuot, that he has a week to make it up? So the Gemara says, we'll make a hekesh from Haga Matzot to Haga Shavuot. Just like on Haga Matzot, you have 7 days, so too on Haga Shavuot, you have 7 days. So the Gemara says, oh, why don't you make a hekesh to Haga Sukkot? Maybe I'll tell you, just like Haga Sukkot, you have 8 days. Like the Gemara says, if somebody did not bring the Hagigah on the first day of Sukkot, they can bring it even on Shemini Atzeret. So you have really 8 days. So I'll say, so too Shavuot, you have 8 days to bring the Hagigah. So no, we have a rule, tafasta miruba lo tafasta. That when you have a choice to learn from the smaller or the larger, learn from the smaller, learn from the mu'at, learn from seven. Because at least, even if you were supposed to learn from eight, so if you learn seven, seven is with an eight, and therefore, at least you're safe. And therefore, the Gemara learns from Hagamatzot, that Hagashavuot has 7 days Tashlumin. And that's the Drasha. Hagamatzot, Hagashavuot, Hagasukot, to make a kesh between Matzot and Shavuot. So the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Ela, Lemai Hilcheta Katve Rachmana Lehagasukot. So and the question is, so why did the Pasuk write Hagasukot? If the only Drasha you're telling me is we're learning Hagamatzot to Hagashavuot, so what's the purpose of writing Hagasukot? What lesson do we learn from Hagasukot? So Lakushe Lehagamatzot. No, we're going to learn a hekesh from Hagasukot to Hagamatzot. That what? Ma Hagamatzot ta'un lina, af Hagasukot ta'un lina. That just like by Hagamasot, there's a concept of lina. Lina literally means to sleep over. Halakha says that on the day that somebody brings his korban, so on the following night he must sleep over in Yerushalayim. And therefore, just like by matzot, we have a pasuk that clearly says that you have to sleep over the night after your korban, which means, let's say he brings the korban on Yom Tov, so therefore he would have to sleep over Motzei Yom Tov, which means the first night of Chol HaMoed, there's a mitzvah to sleep in Yerushalayim, that's called the mitzvah of Lina. How do we know this mitzvah? The Gemara says, V'hata min alan. How do you know by Hagamasot is a mitzvah of Lina? Dichtiv ufanita baboker v'alachta le'ohalecha. The pasuk says, and you will turn in the morning, and you will go back to your tent. which means you can only go back to your house in the morning. That means you have to sleep over at night. Now that's written by Hagamasot. So what are you going to say? Just like by Hagamasot is a special mitzvah of Lina that you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim the night after you brought the Korban, so too by Hagasukot there's a mitzvah of Lina. Now, you might ask a question. Maybe this pasuk, when it says Ufanita baboker v'alachta lo'alecha, it means on Yom Tov itself. Meaning, maybe it means you have to stay the night, the first night of Yom Tov in Yerushalayim. The next morning on Yom Tov, go home. How do you know this is talking about that you go home on the first day of Chol HaMoed? Maybe you go home the first day of Yom Tov. So that she says in the top line, Be Yom Tov lo kamar kera, sharehu yom shehayubo odiraot ma'azara. We know you can't go home on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a mitzvah to be in the Beit HaMikdash. Shalosh Parim Bashna Yira'eh Kol Zichur Echad. That's the first day of Yom Tov. So when the Pasuk says, Ufanita Baboker V'Halakta Lo Halecha, must be talking about the first day of Chol HaMoed, which means you must sleep in Yerushalayim the night, the first night of Chol HaMoed. It's the night after the Korban. So for me, you see that on Pesach, you must have a mitzvah of Lina. So the Gemara says, just like there's a mitzvah of Lina on Pesach, so too there's a mitzvah of Lina on Sukkot as well. Tosfot over here just discusses a question that really this law of Lina applies to all Korbanot. So therefore, why Lechaura do you have to bring me Davka on the holidays? Lechaura, the mitzvah of Lina applies to any time a person brings a Korban in Yerushalayim. He has to stay over. So Tosfot has a different interpretation. In any event, the Gemara continues, V'tanakama v'Rabbi Shimon, which means, now we go to the other Shitot. The other Shitot that use these Pesukim, Hagamasot, Hagashavot, Hagashavot, to teach you the laws of Baal Te'acher. So therefore, Tashlumin La'atzeret Minalehu, how are they going to know that Shavuot has a Tashlumin? Because they use these Pesukim already for the Enyan of Baal Te'acher. Which means the opinions of Rabbi Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, the Pesukim of Hagamasot and Hagashavot and Hagashavot are used already. Now, that she says, second line, V'tanakama v'Rabbi Shimon, then Dal Shile Aikana Lebal Ta'er. Now, the Ilu Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon lo Kashamidi. There was a third sheet of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, there's no question according to him, the Ilu Yalit Bal Ta'er Mahakasukot Tehudeh. Because if you remember, his Shita was that you only Oved Bal Ta'er when Sukkot passes. And therefore, the only extra words in those Pesukim were, or the only words that he was doresh was Hagasukot. So according to him, Hagamasot and Hagashavot are still extra. So according to that rabbi, the hekesh between Matzot and Shavuot can still be learned. So the Gemara is not asking according to him. The Gemara is asking according to the other Shitot that learned all three Pesukim are extra. I'm sorry, all three Pesukim are coming to teach you Baal Ta'acher. Oh, so how do they know the din of Tashlumin of Atzeret? So comes the Gemara and says, Minalehu. They'll learn it from the following braita. The Torah says, "Mane yamim vekadesh chodesh." Mane yamim vekadesh atzeret. The Torah tells us, count days, and then sanctify Rosh Chodesh. How do you make Rosh Chodesh? You count 30 days. And then you make Rosh Chodesh. How do we know that Rosh Chodesh, or the month, is counted by days? So that she says, because we have a pasuk in Bamidbar, it says, Ad Chodesh Yamim. So you see, a Chodesh is counted by Yamim, by days. And then Rashi says, V'kadesh Chodesh b'korbanot. How do you sanctify Rosh Chodesh? You bring special korban, korban musaf, etc. Now, ma Chodesh, kedusho echad minuyav, biyom Rosh Chodesh hu makribin, which means, when are you obligated to bring the korbanot on Rosh Chodesh? On one of the units that you use to count to get to Rosh Chodesh. What units do we use to count to get to Rosh Chodesh? Days. Because it says Chodesh Yamim. So therefore, since the unit of counting is days, that teaches us that the Korban of Rosh Chodesh can be brought only on one day. Because we're using measures of days to count. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh, its Korban can only be brought on one day. Now, just like that applies to Rosh Chodesh, we'll say the same thing by Shavuot. And I'll say what? Amra Torah, Manei Yamim V'Kadesh Chodesh. Manei Yamim V'Kadesh Atzeret. And the Torah also says, count days and also sanctify Atzeret. Atzeret is Shavuot. Doesn't the Torah say Tispiru Hamishim Yom between Pesach and Shavuot? We have to count 50 days. So therefore, we count 50 days, and the 50th day is what? Shavuot. Ma Chodesh Limnuyav. So I'll say, just like Rosh Chodesh is Limnuyav, that the Korban is brought on the units that are used to count the day, so to Af Atzeret Limnuyav. So to Atzeret, the Korbanot are brought on the units that we count. And since we count it in days, so therefore you bring the Korban on the 50th day, as she says. Af atzeret havaat korbanotea be'ehad meminuyeh. Now watch Rashi. Varehin nimnit al yedeh shavuim shne'emar sheva shavatot temimot tiyena. Which means the shavuot is not only counted by days, but it's also counted by weeks. Doesn't it say sheva shavuot? So therefore, it's going to teach me that I can use weeks for the Qurban. Because since I count the Shavuot in units of weeks, so therefore, if you didn't bring the Qurban on the first day of Shavuot, you have a week. Tashlumin. So the point is, you can bring the Qurban in the units that you use to count to the day. So in Rosh Chodesh, I count days. So you can bring the Qurban on one day. On Shavuot, I count weeks. And therefore, you have a week to bring the Qurban. That's the Rasha. So the Gemara, who told you, Ema Hatzeret Had Yomah. What do you mean? Maybe Atzeret is only one day, which means it says Tispiru Hamishim Yom. Who told you go after the weeks? Maybe you go after the days, because it says Tispiru Hamishim Yom. And if you can only bring it one day, so Amar Rava, Atu Atzeret Yomei Manenan, Shavu'e Lo Manenan. What? You only count days to Shavuot, you don't count weeks? Ve'amar Mor, Mitzvah Limimne Yomei, U'mitzvah Limimne Shavu'e. It's a mitzvah to count days, and a mitzvah to count weeks. And therefore, I'll tell you that since we do count weeks towards Shavuot, and therefore that's one of the units of measure that we count towards Shavuot, so the Chiddush is that what? I'll have a week to make a Tashlumin. Now, there is a question that can be asked over here, because we have the rule that we learned on the previous daf, the rule of Tafasta. Tafasta miruba lo tafasta, which is I have a choice to learn one day or 7 days for Tashlumin. Usually the rule would tell me to learn one day. Who told me to learn? How did you learn 7 days? Indeed, that is a strong question. How come we do not say tafasta miruban? That's actually the opinion of the Tosafot. The answer is that since by Rosh Chodesh, we learned already that as a klal, whatever units of measure you're counting, that's the amount of days you have to bring the korban. It's a klal. By Rosh Chodesh, we count in days, and therefore, you have one day to bring the Qurban of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, that klal teaches me, no matter how you count to Shavuot, meaning, since you count in weeks to Shavuot, so therefore, that's the shi'ur that you'll have to bring the Qurban. I'm not going to say tafasta in a case where I have a special dirashah to tell me that you're allowed to bring the Qurban in whatever units of measure that are counted. And since by Rosh Hashanah, we see clearly that we use days to count to Rosh Chodesh, therefore, the Qurban is born on one day. So, to Shavuot, since we have a dirash ready to tell me, you bring the Qurban on the measure of unit that you count, since I count weeks to Shavuot, so therefore I would count weeks. But I can bring a week, I have a week to Tashlumin. The Gemara, even so, brings a second answer. Then how do we know you have Tashlumin? Ve'od Hag Shavuot Ketiv. What's the name of the holiday? Shavuot. So you see clearly the name of the holiday is Shavuot, which teaches me what? That the Ikar is the weeks. And therefore you see that the holiday of Shavuot is called Shavuot because it's defined by the 7 weeks that you're counting. And therefore, we can say that the Korban has a Tashlumin of seven. So therefore, basically what the Gemara did now is tell me, according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Shimon, and according to Tanakama, we learn Tashlumin of Atzeret from the fact that since we count weeks towards Shavuot, so we have a week Tashlumin for the Korban of Shavuot. Now the Braita, we go back to the Braita. The Braita said one of the Korbanot that is subject to the law of Tashlum, that's subject to the law of Bal Ta'aher, is Korban Pesach. Now we have to understand what that means. How could Korban Pesach be subject to Bal Ta'aher? Which means it sounds like it's saying, if a person didn't bring the Qurban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, which is when you're supposed to bring the Qurban Pesach, and then he waits 3 holidays, So after the third holiday, he's going to be over. What are you talking about? Pesach, you over right away. There's the Shashlamit for Pesach. Could a person bring a Korban Pesach on the Shavuot? Could a person bring a Korban Pesach on Sukkot? How could you tell me that the law of Bal Ta'acher applies by Pesach? The Gemara says, oh, Pesach, Bad Mikra, Bid Galimu? What do you mean? Could Pesach be brought on the other holidays? That you're telling me that there's Bal Ta'acher on Korban Pesach? Which means you could only bring it on your Dal Nisan. Pesach, Zimna, Kivi Ale. Pesach has a set time. E akrebe akrebe. If you brought it in the time, you brought it. Ve'ilo akrebe etchele. That's it. It's pushed away. There's no makeup. You can't. You don't have a year or three holidays to bring Korban Pesach. Amar Rav Chisda, Pesach keden nasba. Kabbalah says you're right. That which we wrote Pesach is lechinam. You don't have to write Pesach, which means it's lav dafka. As if to say, don't pay attention to the word Pesach on the Braita. Since the Braita was listing all Korbanot, Korban Ola, Korban Shilamim, Korban Hatat, Korban Asham, it threw in Derech Agav Pesach. But you're right, Pesach, scratch it from the Braita. Really, it was only written Keden Nasba. It was written really for no purpose. The Gemara says, Rav Sheshat Amar, no, I'll give you an answer to why we wrote Pesach. My Pesach, what does Pesach mean? Shalmei Pesach. What is Shalmei Pesach? Shalmei Pesach, as she says, B'shelo karev b'zmano. Let's say you have a Korban, you designated it for Korban Pesach, right? She'abad. But what happened? You lost the Korban. V'nitkaper be'acher. And now you have to designate another Korban Pesach, and you brought it. Now, hu na'aseh shelamim. Now you found the original one. So the original Korban Pesach turns into a Korban Shelamim. Kedenaf Kalam Pesachim, Ve'otan Shelamim Imaharan Gimel Regalim Over. That's the Hadush. That the Pesach that turned into a Shelamim, that Korban Pesach now is a Shelamim, and therefore it's subject to Bal Ta'acher, and therefore you Over if you don't bring it within three holidays. So the Gemara says, Ihache Hainu Shelamim. Kabbalah, what are you talking about? So that's a Korban Shelamim. And in the Braita we said Shelamim already. Which means, what's the difference between a regular Shelamim that's subject to Bal Ta'acher or a Korban Pesach that turns into a Shelamim? Either way, it's a Shelamim. So what's the Hiddush? The Gemara says, Tana Shelamim Abaim Machmat Pesach Ve'Tana Shelamim Abaim Machmat Atzmam. No, we needed to say both. We needed to say a regular Shelamim, and we needed to say a case of Shelamim that come as a result of Pesach. Why? Salka da Dagamina, because I would have thought, Ho'il u'machmat Pesach ka'atu, ka'pesach damu. Which is, I would have thought that since this Korban Shelamim is coming on the account of a Korban Pesach, so I might have thought the Shelamim is different. Maybe it has a Diva Pesach, and therefore maybe you're over right away. Maybe you're over on the Regel Rishon. Just like Pesach, you're over right away. But if you don't bring Pesach on your Dad Nisan, you're over right away. So I would have thought that the Shelamim that you're bringing in lieu of the Pesach, maybe you're over also right away after the first regel. Kamash Ma'lan, that no. That a Shelamim Habayim Mahmad Pesach is like a regular Shelamim, and you have three holidays. So that is the Chiddush of the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes to a question. Minan Emile. What is the biblical source for all these cases? Which is, if you remember, we learned in the Braita gave us all these cases that are subject to Baal Te'acher. Gemara gave the cases of all the different types of Korbanot, then it gave a case of Ma'asrot, Sedakot, Hekdeshim, Erchin, all these cases that a person, Leket, Shekha, Pe'ah. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know that all these items that we listed in the Braita are subject to Baal Te'acher? So the Gemara is going to go to a Pasuk, and it's going to donate on the Pasuk to include all these items. So, Minane Mile, what's the biblical source? Detanu Rabbanan. We have a Pasuk. Ki Tidon Neder. Now, I want to read the full Pasuk first, and then we'll go back and donate. The Pasuk says, Ki Tidon Neder Lashem Eloecha, Lo Te'acher Leshalemo, Ki Darosh Yidreshenu Hashem Eloecha Me'imach, Ve'aya Becha Achet. Let's explain the pasuk. It says, when a person is going to come and make a neder l'Hashem, Torah says, "Lo ta'achel l'shalemo." Do not delay to pay the neder, ki darosh yidreshenu, because God is going to ask it from you. God is going to hold you accountable. Me'imach from you, ve'aya becha chet. And if you don't bring it, it's going to be considered a sin. So now the Gemara's doresh. Kitador neder. A person is going to make a neder. Now, what is a neder? Neder is when a person says, Hare alai korban, which means it's on me to bring a korban. Which means, if let's say he says, it's on me to bring a korban. Now he designates a korban, and on the way to Yerushalayim, the animal dies. He has to bring another one. Because he didn't say, Hare zu korban. If he would have said, Hare zu korban, that's a nedaba. Because he's designating this specific korban. If it dies, he's off the hook. However, if he says, Hare alai, it's on me. So therefore, even if something happens to the animal, it's still on me, the neder. I have to replace it with another animal. So the Gemara says, Ki tador neder. And a person makes a neder. Eli ela neder. I know only a neder that's subject to the laws of lo tahed, that you have 3 holidays to bring it. Nedaba minayin. As I said, nedaba is harezu, where you designate the animal. Ne'emar ka neder. It says in the pasuk of bal tahed, the word neder. Ve'ne'emar le'alam. It says in another pasuk, "Ve'im neder o nedaba." We have a pasuk that puts neder and nedaba together, and therefore I'll say, "Ma lehala nedaba imo." Just like in the second pasuk, it puts neder and nedaba together. Afka nedaba imo. So it will be, even though it says the word neder, it's including also nedaba. Good. So now we know all nedarim, that's hare alai, all nedabot, hare zu, are subject to the laws of baal te'achir. Now the Gemara continues in the pasuk, "La'ashem Eloecha." When you're going to make a sanctification to Hashem, so what is the sanctification that Hashem come to include? Elu haddamin. That's going to be when a person donates his value to the Beit HaMikdash. That's damin. That's the Hashem. Erchin. That's when he donates his erich, according to the Torah's payment, what the Torah says. Haramin. Haramin is something, again, consecrates something to the temple. Hekdeshot. When a person consecrates a korban. So we know all the items of Kodesh. And since the pasuk says Lashem, so all these items go to Hashem, meaning to the Beit Kabbai, to the temple treasury. They don't go to the Kohanim. This is not Korbanot. These are all items that are like donations that you're making to the Beit HaMikdash. The Torah says any type of these donations that go to Hashem, Hashem Lo'echa, are subject to Baal Te'acher. Now the pasuk continues, Lo Te'acher Leshalemo. The pasuk says, do not delay to pay it. Hu Velo Halufav. You're only obligated to make good within 3 holidays on the item itself. But if you exchange the item, make a hiluf, there's no deen of baal te'acher on a hiluf. Now the Gemara is going to explain what's the case of hiluf. How do you exchange an animal? We'll wait for the Gemara to explain. Velo hilufav. Kidarosh yidreshenu, right? Because God is going to hold you accountable. So what do we learn from the words kidarosh yidreshenu? Elu hataot. The Ashamot, this is referring to Korban Hatat, Korban Asham, Korban Olot, Ushlamim. So all these type of Korbanot, they're coming from the Pasuk of what? Kidarosh Yidreshenu. Which means, all these Korbanot are Nidrash from the person. Which means the person now who made a sin or something like that is obligated to bring these Korbanot. They're going to hold you accountable. So that's referring to these type of korbanot that a person is held accountable to bring. So therefore, they're also going to be subject to baal te'acher. Now the pasuk ends, Hashem Elohecha, right? The pasuk says, Kidarosh yidreshenu Hashem Elohecha. Now seemingly this word Hashem Elohecha is extra. Because already in the beginning of the pasuk it said, Kitadon neder Hashem Elohecha. Why do I have to repeat Hashem Elohecha again? So it says, Elu tzedakot. This is referring to tzedakah, that when a person makes a donation to tzedakah, he has to pay it within 3 holidays. Uma'asrot. That would be referring to his obligation of giving ma'aser sheni ubechor. That would also be the obligation of the firstborn of his animals that is kodesh. He also has to make sure that he brings it. Okay, let's look at Rashi here. Let's look at Rashi. Hashem Elohecha elu tzedakot u'ma'asrot dehay kera yitirau. This pasuk is extra when it says Hashem Elohecha. De'avel el mechtav ki darosh yidreshenu uchvar Hashem katuv lema'ala b'mikla. Nedrosh be'latu yetzedakot u'ma'asot shkatuv behem shem ze. Now, because if you look at the pasuk of the Torah that talks about tzedakah, the pasuk says, Ulcha tiyet tzedakah lefnei Hashem Elohecha. So therefore, this pasuk of Baal Te'acher, it says Hashem Elohecha, and by tzedakah it says Hashem Elohecha, so therefore I'll say, it's coming to include tzedakot. And also by ma'aser, what does it say? Ve'achalta lefnei Hashem Elohecha ma'asar de'garecha. Again, lefnei Hashem Elohecha by ma'aser. Tacher. And therefore I'll say what? That it's also subject to Baal Tacher. Now there's a very important, well let's continue the Drashot. First I'm going to go back to what Rashi, that we want to make a diyuk. Me'imach, the Eder Pasuk says, right, God is going to hold it accountable from you. From you, ze leket shechau pe'ah. This is referring to the mitzvah of leket shechau pe'ah, which is the entitlements that the farmer must leave in the field for the aniyim. So how do you know that from the word me'imach? So that she says, because by the ani it says, et he'ani imach. When it talks about the poor person, the Torah uses the word imach, the ani that's with you. And here it says me'imach. So we learn that even the entitlements of the aniyim, that says the word me'imach, the ani imach is also subject to Baal Tachay. You have to pay them within the holidays. The end of the pasuk says, and if you delay the korban, the sin will be in you. So the Gemara says, "Velo b'korban echachet," but not in the korban, which means don't think the korban becomes pasul after 3 holidays. You made a sin, but the korban is still valid, and therefore, if a person wants to bring the korban after 3 holidays, it's still kasher. But what? Velo b'korban echachet. Now, before we go further, I just want to read the Rashi. Rashi olot ushlamim. If you remember, one of the derashot in this braita was the pasuk said ki darosh yidreshenu, right? That things that are mandatory for you to bring, so therefore they're subject to Baal Tachay. So one of those items was considered olot, korban ola ushlamim, kegon olat reiya. Now, what type of olot are we talking about? Mandatory ola. What's a mandatory ola? Olat reiya, like the ola that you have to bring on the regalim, v'shalme hagiga. Or the shilamim that you have to mandatorily bring on the holidays called Shalmei Hagiga. Shen Choba. Now, the ilu neder v'nedaba beresha deklaketiv. It cannot be talking about where a person made a neder to bring a ola, or a nedaba, because neder and nedaba we learned already. Because the beginning of the pasuk said, ki tudor neder. From nedor neder we learned nedarim v'nedabot. So here when it says ola and shilamim, must be talking about mandatory olot and mandatory shilamim, which is what? Olat reiyah and Shalmei Hagiga. Now, v'hu adin nameh lebechor. This would also include, according to Rashi, mandatory items such as Bechor. Now, Ulma'aser, what does that hair do? Okay, some want to maybe take out that Ma'aser. But then Rashi says, Upesach, Shen Choba. Now, the question is, what does Rashi mean over when he says Upesach? I thought we just learned above that Pesach is not subject to Baal Tachay. Adraba, we took out the word. We said Pesach is Keder Nasba. Because we said Pesach, you can't bring Korban Pesach 3 holidays later. So what is Hashim bringing Pesach? So the Mefarshim, you want to answer in the Rashi that when Hashim means Pesach, he doesn't mean that there's a law of 3 holidays by Pesach. He means that after, if you don't bring Pesach on Yud Dalet Nisan, immediately you're over on Baal Tachir, right then. So Pesach is subject to Baal Tachir. It's just not subject to the 3 regalim. So when Hashim says Upesach, Pesach is different than the other korbanot. So that's what they have to say that she means when he says Pesach. Because otherwise, we said Pesach, there's no Pesach korban, Pesach three regalim yovel right away. So that's what Hashim means. The Gemara continues. Amar Mor. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Lo ta'acher l'shalimo. So you said what? You cannot delay. Lo ta'acher l'shalimo. You cannot delay by bringing the korban. You have to bring it within the 3 holidays. So the Gemara says, who? Velo hilufav. That the law of Baal Tachir only applies to the original animal, but not to its hiluf, not to the exchange. So the Gemara says, hilufe mai. What's the case of the exchange? I mean, give me the case. What happened over here? I hilufe ola ushlamim. If it's talking about where he made an exchange, he had a korban ola, or a korban shlamim, and what he did was, he said, I'm transferring the kedusha from this korban to that animal. Now, you're really not supposed to do that. The Torah says, v'hayahu utmurato kodesh. Really, you're not supposed to make a hiluf. The guy did it. But what's the law when you make a hiluf? Both animals become kodesh. So the Gemara says, mikrav karbeh. You have to bring both. So of course it's going to be subject to Baal Tachir. Which means, how did you tell me, hu velo hilufav? What do you mean? Why not? In a case where you designated the Qurban Shalamim, and then I said, you know what? I'm transferring this Kedushah to that animal. The second animal has Kedushah as well. So of course it's going to be subject to Baal Ta'akhir. So that cannot be the case where you tell me that the Hilluf is not subject to Baal Ta'akhir. That's not the case. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Hilufi Ola. Kegon, he gives a case. Abda. I will give a case where the guy, he didn't make a sin. Let's say he lost the Qurban Ola. He lost his original Qurban Ola. Vifrish Ahirat Tahteha. Right? And then he designated a second one in its stead. Vinimset Arishona. And now the first one surfaced, was found. Vinit Kapirba. So the law is Bikraf Karbe. Which is, you have to be the first one as well as a Qurban. Vicheva de Karba Ahare Qurban Da'atzma. Exactly. So therefore, the case of Hiluf cannot be in that case, because the Hiluf of that story over there, you do bring. So the Gemara says, so maybe you tell me the case is a Khattat. You have a Qurban Khattat, the person made a sin, b'shogeg, he designated a Qurban Khattat. What happened? He lost the Qurban Khattat, he designated another Qurban Khattat in its stead. He brought the second Qurban Khattat, now he found the first one. The law is in that case, limita azla. That first Qurban Khattat, what are you going to bring it? You can't bring it as a Khattat. You wrote the Qurban Khattat already. You don't bring a Qurban Khattat the second time. So therefore, what do you do with that animal? It goes limita. So therefore, you can't, I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me. Huh? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let it become a mum, and then you starve it actually. It's limita. You feed it to different type of foods, so it'll cause it to die. So therefore, of course there's no haluf on that. You tell me, Allah ta'ala shallimu, who v'lo halufav. It can't be this case, there's no haluf of it. Which means this animal goes, limita. As she says, halufi hatat, she kapru ba'alea mechamesh hatat metoti. Pshita de lo avar le bebal ta'ala. But there's five hatat that go limita. So for sure you're not going to be over a bal ta'ala. In this case, over, you're not obligated to bring it. So what's the case? Elamai halufav. What's the case that the haluf does not subject the Baal Ta'akhir? Gemara says halufi toda. Okay, what is the Qurban toda? You know, if a person, let's say, was in Sekana, and he was saved from the Sekana, it has to be a Qurban toda. Now, there's two parts of the Qurban toda. There's the animal portion of the Qurban, and then there's the 40 halot. You bring 40 different halot as part of the Qurban. So the Gemara says like this. Detani lebihaya. Toda, let's say you have a Qurban toda, shinit aneba, bitmurata, umeta achat mehin. Which is, let's say you have a situation, we have a Qurban toda. And let's say you lost the Qurban toda. Okay? You lost the animal. Right? So you designated a second one in its stead. And now you found the first one. And now they're mixed up. You didn't bring both of them. They're both Qurban Todot now are mixed up. So you have a Toda Shinit Areba Bitmurata. It got mixed up with its with its exchange. Okay? Umeta Ahat Mehen. And one of them died. Havirta in la takana. Its friend does not have a takana. What's the case? Let's read Rashi. Halufi toda. Okay, let's read Rashi. Ukon shinit areba berishona. Yeah, let's say it got mixed up with the first one. Vekaimalan al zeba hatoda halot hatoda teona lechem velo halifata velo timurata teona lechem. The rule is like this. The halot, the 40 halot that you bring with Qurban toda, only become kadosh when you bring the actual Qurban Toda. If you're bringing a hiluf of a Qurban Toda, the 40 halot do not become kadosh. There's a rule here. You have to bring 40 halot. What brings the kiddushah to the 40 halot? The actual original Qurban Toda. But if it's an exchange of a Qurban Toda, it cannot make the 40 halot kodesh. Now let's continue Rashi. Umeta ahat mehen. One of them died. Now, what's the case of one of them died? Because like this, if you had both of them alive, I have the original, and I have the exchange. Now, I don't know which one is which. No problem, bring both. And I can make a condition. I can say, whichever one is the Qurban Toda, I'm bringing both. The lechem that I'm bringing with it will be kadosh as a result of that one. And since one of them has got to be the Qurban Toda, my lechem is going to be kadosh, and therefore it's considered bringing proper Qurban Toda. But now I had two of them. One of them died. I don't know which one died. If the haluf died, I'm okay. But if the toda died, now this is a haluf, now what's going to happen? I'll bring it. Yeah, but you're going to bring these halot, it's going to be considered chudin ba'azara. Because these halot are not considered kodesh. You cannot bring a non-kodesh entity into the Azara. So therefore, you're stuck. So what do you do in this case? Look at Rashi. Umeta achat men, she'ima yushtehen kayamot. Because both of them were still around. Mevi'in, bring them both. Umevi arba'in halot kamishpata todah. Bring the 40 halot like the normal law. Ve'omer, hare alechem azel l'shem otashi todah. That the lechem is going to be kadosh, which for whichever one is the todah. V'shechitat ha-todah tikdash arba'im kemishpatan. The slaughtering of the korban todah will sanctify the 40 halot. Aval meta en haverta takana, which means now let's say one of them died. What are you going to do with this other animal over here? There's no takana to bring it. You can't bring it. How can you bring it for todah? You have to bring the halot with it, and you can't bring the halot with it. So therefore, there's no takana. So therefore, the hadush of the gemara is look at the gemara. Hechi la'abid. What am I going to do with it? Maybe you'll tell me bring it and bring the 40 halot with it. Dilma timurai. What do you mean? Maybe it's a timura. And since it's a timura, the halot are not can be kadosh, and you're gonna bring the halot. So the Gemara says, okay, so bring it without the lechem. How could you do that? Dilma todai. Maybe it is a korban todah. And you can't bring a korban todah without its lechem. So the Gemara says, "Vehai kevan de lav batada hakrabai kral lemiut elameli." So the Gemara says, "Hold it. So you tell me it's not about hakraba. This animal you cannot bring as a korban. So do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not subject to bal ta'achir?" Says, "Oh, but lo tahel shanemo. Only the original animal is subject to bal ta'achir, but not its chaduf. And what's the case? It's talking about a timura of a korban todah. Well, of course it's not subject to bal ta'achir. You can't bring it as a korban." So the Gemara says, what's the, I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no bal ta'achir in the case, and you can't even bring it at all. Well, of course it's not subject to bal ta'achir. It's not a bar korban. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat. So that cannot be the case. So we're back to square one. Amar Rav Sheshat, le'olam ne'me'ut te'chalufi ola ushlamim. We're back to the case of chalufi ola ushlamim. What's the case? Let's say you have a korban ola ushlamim. Okay? What happened? Let's take a case where it became a Baal Mum. Okay, let's say you have a Qurban Ola, designated for Qurban, it became a Baal Mum. So now what's the guy do? Became a Baal Mum, so now you transfer the Kiddusha of the animal to a different animal. Okay? Hadufi Ola Ushlamim. So now you have the second animal. Now the first animal, of course, you can't bring as a Qurban. But now you have the Hiluf. Now when did this happen? Sha'avru Alav Shne Regalim Vehumam. V'chlelo al acher, v'avar alav regel echad. And the case was like this: you had a korban ola, beautiful. I have 3 holidays to bring it, right? Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, whatever, according to whatever the opinions are. Pesach passes, Shavuot passes. I still have one more holiday. After 2 holidays pass, my original korban ola becomes a baal mum. Okay, so what do I do? All right, let's designate a second one. Hiluf. Now, the question is like this. On this Hiluf, how long do I have? Do I have one more holiday to be over, or does the clock start again? Or do I say, no, this is a new Qurban, maybe I got 3. Or do I say, no, since this Hiluf is coming from the first one, you only get 1 holiday left. So that's the Gemara says, "Sal kadada kamina o ilu mikawach kama kaate." I might have thought that since it's coming from the strength of the first korban, keman da'avru alav gimel regalim dame. I would say once 1 holiday passes, it's considered as if you aver bal ta'achir because you mistaref the holidays of the first one with the second one. Kamash ma'alan, that one, no, that you start the clock again, and that's what the Gemara means when it's said in the Braita. Lo te'ached l'shalemo. What does the Torah say? Hu velo chalufav, which means when the Braita was saying that lo ta'achel shalemo applies to only the first animal, not the second animal, which means each animal gets its own 3 regalim. Don't think that the chiluf is mistaref to the 2 holidays of the first one. Come as well, no. Hu velo chalufav, which means the first animal gets its 3 and not the Hiluf, which means don't think that after 1 holiday you're going to be over bal ta'achir. Even the Hiluf gets its own 3 holidays. Now that's good according to the opinion that says 3 holidays. Rabbi Meir da'amar kevan she'avar alav regel echad over bebal ta'achir ma'ika le'mimar. According to Rabbi Meir, he said you're over after 1 holiday. So therefore, what's the case? You're going to tell me I had an animal that was for Qurban Ola. right? Then it became a Baal Mum. Okay, so it designated another animal. So what's the Hiddush? Just like this gets, once the first holiday passes, it's like the first one is one holiday, the second one's one holiday. What's the Hiddush that you're telling me that it's not subject to Baal Ta'akhir? So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, ha'achav ma'askinan, kegon shehumam betoch ha'regel. The Hiddush is that the first Qurban got a Baal Mum in the middle of the holiday. V'halilo, and what did you do? So you transferred it to another animal, V'avara rav ha'regel. And now the holiday passed. So now the question is like this, how do you look at it? Do you say, well, bottom line, since the second Qurban came from the first Qurban, and a whole holiday passed, you're going to be over? Or do you say maybe that you don't split the holiday? When we say you can be over, one holiday means it's got to be a complete holiday. So the Gemara says, since the second animal came from the strength of the first one, that it's considered maybe that the whole holiday passed. That no. That what? Each Qurban gets a full holiday. You don't say, well, this is half the holiday. Let's say it became a Baal Mum on the third day of Sukkot. Okay, good? So what do? I transfer the Kiddushah to this animal, to a different animal. Okay, now I have a new Qurban Ola. So now you would have thought, you know what? Once Sukkot passes, Yover Baal Ta'akhir, Kotri Bibir, one holiday. Why? It didn't pass all holiday. Yeah, it did pass all holiday. With the tziruf of the first one, the first 3 days, because that was the original one, plus these days over here, so it's a whole holiday. Kamash Malan, no. You don't mistaref the first Qurban with the second Qurban. Each Qurban gets one full holiday. So that's the Hadush of Rabbi Meir. Comes Gemara says, Vayabichachet. So what do we say? We said in the Braita that Vayabichachet, that somebody that lets his animal, lets the donation, whatever it is, pass three holidays, or whatever the opinions are, he makes a sin. The Pasuk says, Vayabichachet. So what did Gemara say? Velo bekurban echachet. But the Qurban itself does not become Pasul. For example, let's say a guy designated Qurban Ola. Rezu Ola. How long does he have to bring it? Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim pass. He makes a sin. But does the Qurban become invalid? No. Because you can still go to the Beit HaMikdash after three Regalim and bring it as a Qurban Ola. We don't say that there's an expiration date on the Qurban itself. That's what the Pasuk says. V'haya bechachet. Bechad. The sin is in you. V'lo bekurban echa. So the Gemara says, V'ha me'acha nafka. Is that where you learn this rule of that the sin is in the guy and not in the Qurban? What do you mean? Midda Ahirim nafka. We know this from a statement that Ahirim said. Ahirim usually is Rabbi Meir. Why, what did he say? Detanya Ahirim Omrim. Ahirim said, Yachol Yehe Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn animal that's born and has Kedusha, correct? Yachol Yehe Bechor Sha'avra Shinato. Let's say a year passed. Now normally when a year passes, three regalim passed as well. So we're assuming when it says Avra Shirato, meaning it's past the three regalim cycle, Kifsulam Mukdashim v'yipasel, do we consider it as if it became Pasul? And therefore you cannot bring it as a Qurban? Tamud lomar ve'achalta lefnei Hashem Elohecha ma'asar deganecha tiroshecha v'yisarecha u'bkorot mekarecha v'sonecha. Which is what the Pasuk said, that you'll eat in front of Hashem. It puts the laws of ma'asir, it's ma'asir sheni, and it also says what? Bechor. So you see the Torah makes a hekesh between ma'asir sheni and bechor. What's the connection? Makish bechol ma'asir. Ma ma'asir eno nifsal mishana lachavirta. We know that ma'asir does not become pasul from year to year, even though you have to bring the ma'asir year to year. But we know, for example, in the third year, there's a special vidui called vidui ma'asir, where the fellow has to go in front of the kohen, and he has to make a confession that he gave all his ma'asrot, and he's up to date in all his ma'asrot, you know, for the first 3 years of the Shemitah cycle. But that means what? That even though he's supposed to bring it the first year, but technically if he didn't, he still has 3 years to make it up. So the Gemara say like this, we have a pasuk that talks about ma'asir and the same pasuk of bechor. So I'll say, just like ma'asir, even though you're supposed to bring it from year to year, but if you didn't, you have more time, it doesn't render the ma'asir pasul, so too I'll say bechor. That what? That even though you're supposed to give the bechor right away, even if you waited three holidays, you're on Bal Ta'ahir. But the Bechor itself will be still Kodesh, and therefore you bring it. At Bechor, Eno Nifsal, Mishana Lechavirta. Very good. So now the question is like this. So basically we have two Pesukim now. I have this Pesuk over here that juxtaposes Ma'asir with Bechor to teach me. Just like Ma'asir is good from year to year, so to Bechor is. But I have another Pesuk that says, Vaya Becha, Het, to tell me the sin is in you and not in the Korban. What do I need both Pesukim? Again, both Pesukim are teaching me the same concept. Vaya Becha, Het is telling me what? The sin is in the guy, but not in the Korban. Good, that means even if the Korban is past reality, it's still okay. But Acharim bring me another Pasuk. What's the Pasuk of Acharim? Oh, you should know, Bechor is similar to Ma'asir. Just like Ma'asir, if you didn't bring it the first year, it doesn't become Pasul, so to Bechor. So what do I need two Pasukim teaching me the same concept? Gemara says, it's Tarikh. I need both. I tell you, you know why Bechor doesn't become Pasul after a year, let's say, after three de Galim? You know why it doesn't become Pasul? Delav bar harza'ahu. Because a Bechor is not coming to atone for anything, nor it's not coming to appease God for anything. A Bechor is one of these items that are just born holy. So therefore, I would say, you know what? It's born holy. It's not an appeasement korban. You just have to bring it. So therefore, maybe even after three regalim, it's not going to be pasul. However, abal kadashim debnei hartza'aninu emalo lirtzu. But when it comes to korban, for example, let's say korban hatat. The korban hatat is coming to appease God for a sin. Or a Korban Asham. It's coming to appease God for a sin. So I could argue and say, listen, maybe since you're trying to appease God, you're late with it. Now you're late, the Korban itself becomes Pasul. Kamashmalan, that even a Korban that's coming for Hartza'ah, Ve'aya Bechachet, Ve'no Bekorban Echachet. See, this is not only by Bechor, it's by all types of Korban. Now, by the way, even a Neder and a Nedabah. Because by the way, when a person makes a Neder and a Nedabah, he's also coming to appease God with a vow that he donated, or that he vowed on himself, or a donation. So these are all b'nei hartza'ah, they're coming for appeasement. So again, I would say appeasement type korbanot, after the time expires, bal ta'ahir, you're out, there's no appeasement. Kamashmalan, v'ya b'chachet, on all korbanot, no matter, even if they're for, let's say, kapara, or for appeasement, they still are not going to become pasul. Okay, that's a pasul. Gadashi hartza'a, two lines on the bottom. Im lechapara, im ledoron. So she says both. Whether it's a kapara type of korban, hatat, asham, or ledoron, a gift, which means you're giving a neder or a nedaba. Ema lo lirtzu. Why? Me'ahar shevi'an ba'avera. You're bringing it out in an avera. You brought it after three holidays. So you're going to try to appease me? You're bringing it three holidays later? Korban is pasul. Kamash malan, no. That even on such korbanot, it's not. So the Bechor is not teaching me of the korbanot. Bechor, okay, maybe only Bechor, because that's just a kedosh minechen. This type of korbanot, even if after three holidays, no problem. Kamash malan vaya bechachet, it applies to all. Just one diuk that we have to make over here. The author of this pasuk, not the author of the pasuk, the author of the derasha that brought this Bechor was Acharim. Now, the pasuk is saying that what? Acharim omrim, yachod ye Bechor she'avra shenato. Would you have thought that a Bechor that passed its year would be pasul? That's mashma that Acharim hold what? It's three holidays. Now we know that the shita of Acharim and the Braita, Rabbi Meir, was actually one holiday. So therefore, the question then is, how do we understand the shita of Rabbi Meir? So some Rishonim want to say that Acharim is not always Rabbi Meir. Acharim could be different rabbis, and it's mashma that this Acharim is not Rabbi Meir. Or you have to say that the Acharim is not talking in his shita per se. He's talking in the shita of the Hakamim, which is the consensus opinion, and therefore it's not his shita per se. According to the Hakamim, you hold that it's a year, it's three holidays, yeah? Oh, Yachol, if it's after a year, you think the Bechor is going to become Pasul? Kamash Malan, now we compare Bechor to Ma'aser. Ma'aser, you have more than a year, even though it's past the time, so to Bechor as well. So that's the only way you have to say, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen v'Amen.